At this very moment, trillions of cells are working in perfect harmony inside your body. Each one is a miniature marvel, a self-contained living factory with its own specialized role. The story of how we discovered these microscopic building blocks of life reads like a scientific thriller spanning centuries. Imagine living in the 1600s when Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, a Dutch draper with no formal scientific training, crafted lenses so powerful they revealed an entirely new universe. Peering through his handmade microscope at a drop of pond water, he witnessed what he called animalcules, tiny creatures darting about in seemingly empty liquid. Meanwhile, Robert Hooke examined thin slices of cork and saw honeycomb-like compartments he named cells. Neither man could have imagined how their observations would eventually revolutionize our understanding of life itself. For nearly 1,500 years before this, medicine had been dominated by Galen's theory of four bodily humors, blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile, with illness attributed to their imbalance. The revelation that our bodies are actually composed of discrete cellular units would ultimately transform medicine from treating vague symptoms to addressing precise cellular dysfunctions. Have you ever considered what connects you to every other living thing on Earth? The answer lies in a revolutionary idea that emerged from a dinner conversation between two scientists in 1838. Botanist Matthias Schleiden had been studying plant tissues, while zoologist Theodor Schwann had been examining animal specimens. That evening, they realized both had observed the same fundamental structure, cells, in completely different organisms. This epiphany led to the formulation of cell theory, which proposed that all living things consist of cells, and these cells are the basic structural and functional units of life. But a crucial question remained: where do new cells come from? Rudolf Virchow provided the answer with his famous declaration, "Omnis cellula a cellula," all cells come from cells. This completed the theory and had profound implications for medicine. Virchow recognized that diseases originate from cellular dysfunction rather than mysterious forces or imbalanced humors. A cell resembles an intricate city with specialized compartments and networks. The cell membrane acts as a selective barrier, while the cytoplasm houses various organelles. The nucleus contains DNA, the cell's master blueprint. The endoplasmic reticulum forms a highway system. Its rough surface produces proteins, while the smooth portion handles lipids and detoxification. The Golgi apparatus processes and ships proteins to their destinations. Mitochondria, containing their own DNA, generate ATP energy for cellular activities. This feature supports Lynn Margulis's once controversial theory that they were formerly independent bacteria. Lysosomes manage waste, while the cytoskeleton provides structure and transport. This organizational system creates optimal conditions for biochemical processes, and when disrupted, can lead to specific diseases requiring targeted treatments. Cell division progresses through G1, growth, S, DNA synthesis, G2, preparation, and M, mitosis. During G1, cells grow before DNA replication in S phase. G2 checks for errors, followed by mitosis. Prophase, chromosome condensation, metaphase, alignment, anaphase, separation, and telophase, nuclear reformation, ending with cytokinesis. This process is regulated by cyclins and cyclin-dependent kinases. Disruptions can lead to diseases like cancer, characterized by uncontrolled cell division. IVF, pioneered by Edwards and Steptoe, marked a breakthrough in reproductive biology. The process involves precise egg retrieval, controlled culture conditions, and sperm preparation. Their work resulted in the first test tube baby in 1978. Modern IVF now includes advanced techniques like intracytoplasmic sperm injection, ICSI, and pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, PGD. Despite early controversy, IVF has become a standard fertility treatment, helping millions conceive worldwide. Our immune system is a sophisticated network that protects us from pathogens through multiple layers of defense. It begins with physical barriers like skin and mucous membranes. When these fail, the innate immune system responds quickly with neutrophils and macrophages that trigger inflammation and recruit more immune cells. The adaptive immune system provides targeted defense through B and T cells. B cells create antibodies to tag pathogens, while T cells coordinate responses and eliminate infected cells by detecting viral proteins displayed on cell surfaces through MHC molecules. This knowledge has transformed medicine, enabling vaccines that prime immune responses and immunotherapies that harness the immune system to fight cancer. Cellular therapies represent a paradigm shift from traditional pharmaceuticals by targeting specific cells rather than affecting multiple cell types indiscriminately. Bone marrow transplantation pioneered this approach by replacing damaged blood-forming stem cells with healthy donor cells to cure blood disorders and cancers. The procedure's success includes the beneficial graft versus leukemia effect, where donor immune cells attack residual cancer cells. CAR-T cell therapy emerged as another breakthrough, engineering patients' T cells to fight cancer. Emily Whitehead's case exemplifies its potential. Her previously treatment-resistant leukemia was eliminated through modified T cells, leading to lasting remission. Beyond blood disorders, stem cell therapies show promise in regenerating heart muscle, replacing insulin-producing cells, and restoring neurological function. Gene therapy has also achieved significant breakthroughs, successfully treating inherited blindness, immunodeficiency, and spinal muscular atrophy. These approaches share a common strategy, targeting specific cells, manipulating them outside the body, and addressing root causes rather than just symptoms. Emerging technologies are revolutionizing our cellular understanding. Single-cell analysis reveals previously hidden diversity by examining individual cells rather than population averages. Organoids, three-dimensional tissue cultures mimicking organ structure, provide physiologically relevant platforms for studying development and disease while reducing animal testing. Machine learning algorithms now identify patterns in complex cellular data that humans might miss. The COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated rapid translation of cellular knowledge to clinical solutions, as understanding SARS-CoV-2's cellular mechanisms led to swift vaccine development. We are not merely organisms made of cells, but cellular ecosystems where diverse cell types work in harmony. Like musicians in an orchestra, cells respond to environmental signals and each other, maintaining the organism's balance. This cellular symphony offers both scientific knowledge and deeper insights into the nature of life itself. Understanding cells transformed medicine from empirical practice to scientific discipline, revealing that diseases like tuberculosis and cancer had specific cellular mechanisms. This cellular perspective united diverse fields like embryology, evolution, and inheritance under a common framework. When cellular safeguards like P53 fail, damaged cells multiply unchecked, leading to cancer. IVF exemplifies how cellular knowledge creates new possibilities while raising ethical questions about reproduction and medical intervention. The COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated rapid translation of cellular understanding into practical solutions, as knowledge of how SARS-CoV-2 interacts with cells led to swift vaccine development. This cellular perspective reveals us as complex ecosystems where health depends on maintaining harmony between diverse cell types. Disease occurs when this cellular balance breaks down.